Some big news on the electric vehicle front. Ford is producing an all-new SUV Mustang that will be all electric. The Mustang Mach-E is planned to be on Ford showrooms around the country next year. With the Mustang name, Ford is hoping the vehicle will appeal to a new set of customers. We're going to learn more about the car. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Jeff Gilbert, the CBS News automotive reporter. Jeff, where to start with this? Does it look kind of cool?
Yeah, it definitely looks very cool. In fact, even if it wasn't electric, I'd say it was a cool-looking car. It's a small crossover, you know, like a Honda CR-V or a Toyota RAV4 size. It's very, very sleek looking. It's got a lot of Mustang styling cues. And Ford says they're going to have a number of versions, including a GT that can do 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds.
So, Jeff, from your perspective, this does keep enough of the Mustang flair to it to warrant the Mustang label on it?
It would be, from my perspective, I think a lot of Mustang enthusiasts are going to say, what in the world are you doing? And Ford's answer to that is, we were going to do a typical midsize crossover SUV, and we realized that's what everybody's doing, and we've got to do something to make a splash, and that's why they decided to Mustangize it, if that is actually a word.
Major automakers have dipped their toe into this market before, right? They've done hybrids and electrics, but this one seems like a big launch, a big push. Would you agree?
It's definitely a big push. Ford has a number of EVs on the drawing boards, and this is the first. So they want to get attention for this. They've also got an electric F-150 coming out and some more traditional electric vehicles. I mean, it's not just about being green. Car makers also realize that once they get economies of scale, it actually costs them less to produce an electric vehicle because it has, you know, there's no transmissions to build, there's no engines to build, it has a lot fewer moving parts.
Any sense of how they'll price this, and especially relative to a Tesla model out there that's similar?
Yeah, they said the starting price would be in the low 40s. That's before all of the rebates, and obviously it will go up from there.
They have, I'm not sure if they have directly mentioned the competition with Tesla, but I'm certainly, I'm seeing a lot of buzz about that. In your mind, is this a real competition for the Tesla?
I think it is, but there's always the question of the cachet of the Tesla name versus the cachet of the Ford name. And that's why Ford felt it had to kind of up the ante and throw the Mustang name in as well. So they're obviously going after Tesla. They did the reveal across the street from Tesla's design center. They did it at a small airport that Elon Musk flies into and out of all the time when he comes to the design center. And Elon Musk actually tweeted back at them, congratulating them for getting into the EV market.
And did I read someplace today that Ford is also going to look at an all-electric version of one of its trucks?
Yes, they've already said they're going to do an electric version of the F-150 pickup, and they partnered with another electric startup called Rivian to do a different pickup truck that they haven't given a lot of details on.
I'm Jeff Gilbert, CBS News automotive reporter.